show. How do people get to your show? How do they get to your social media? Because your show's on fire.
Michelle Swimmick is joining me now tonight, live from Arizona. Hi, Michelle. How are you tonight?
I am excellent, Brandon. How are you?
Michelle Swinnick, you're a firebrand.
Hey, it's Friday, September 22nd. It's been 318 exhausting days since the most fraudulent, corrupt, rigged, mismanaged, incompetent, deceitful, chaotic, tyrannical, malfeasance, maladministration, disenfranchising, and voter suppression our country has ever had, with the worst being right here, Mayor Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona. That's zero pits of hell. That flag fell down four times this week. I was taking it as a sign, but I said, no, I must prevail. I will stick it on there one more time. It falls off with them. I don't know, guys. That could be a sign. What happened on November 8th? Was it administrative insurrection? Remember that administrative insurrection? They stole your sacred. That's right. Your sacred right to choose your representatives through your vote. And of course, they did it in the 2022 primaries, the 2020 general election, and the 2020 primaries. The last four elections. Remember who was in office? Just make those, put some notes down on a piece of paper. Gonna hear those names a lot coming up. Fraudulent elections allow demons to control our lives, destroy our country, and give them free reign to sex slave, traffic, rape, sacrifice, torture, and murder the children, and harvest their organs and blood. And today's guest, two great Arizona warriors, back, and they've been on numerous times, hardcore for the past year, Brian Ferentz, LD3, and MCRC Mal. And Leslie Shepard, LD8, you know, we don't say complete words here in Arizona. Oh, by the way, we have 165 days to ban the voting machines, or America's officially dead, people. Dead. We're talking about it. I'm exhausted. So grab your phone, pen, and paper. Put on your common sense cap. I have no hat on. Got my hair cut. So text your friends. Tune in. Join us during the break. I can't do this, but I will do this anyway. Go to savemyfreedom.us. Savemyfreedom.us during the break, and we'll be right back.
Mike Adams here, with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border, who's been using these satellite-based bivy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
Experts agree that cardio, muscle, and brain exercise are critical to overall health. But what if you discovered you were missing an exercise that the Surgeon General says was just as important? It's called Juvent, the first clinically proven micro-impact platform in the world. Juvent's clinically proven, patented technology discovers the right frequency of micro-impact for your body. Simply stand on it for 12 seconds and calibrates the Juvent to the uniqueness of your size and body mass.
Brought up the webpage here of the Juvent webpage so people know what we're talking about. It's a platform. It's a micro-impact platform. And I literally use it every day.
Knee pains and joint problems and back pains that they've seen resolve with using Juvent.
Thank you.
Oh, that's my favorite show, Jesus Rocks, hosted by the brilliant and bold Lucy DeGrazia, connecting current events with the truth of God. Oh, forgot the real history. Yes, the real history, which you've learned everything you've learned in your whole life. It's completely just the opposite. So do a 180 and go the other direction, and you'll be happy, successful, knowledgeable, and wise. So yes, it's connecting current events and real history with the truth of God. And you can see that we are on Brighteon at 6:30 a.m. Pacific time, 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. Those are 30-minute shows, but, and we're on their faith lineup, it is the best show that you will watch on there, even though the ones are good, and I want you to watch this too, but this one's the best. And if you want to see the full episodes, go to JesusRocksLive.com. That's JesusRocksLive.com. It's also on the Substack on the website that has those six websites intertwined. So this week, I put in episode 366, which is God's Household, How and Why We Are Living the Complete Opposite Way of Life. And the evil demons that run the world designed it for us. And that was from September 7th of 2022. Now, what was interesting is Lucy picks up where she left off on the other episode, which is 364. And she continues to expose, yes, we love to expose, it's the CIA's role in creating, controlling our culture, and focuses on the elderly and culling, you know, the strategic slaughtering of people. It's kind of like the fake COVID, right? I'll give you emoji face. The fake COVID. Which seems to be back? What about that? So, of course, we allowed all this to happen, and now they're coming after your children pretty hardcore, and soon they're coming after you and me. Like, that's what's going to happen. So the verse of the week, this one's good, 1 Timothy 5:8, but those who won't care for their relatives, especially those in their own households, have denied the true faith. Such people are worse than unbelievers. It's about abandoning the elderly. Like, you abandoned the children, you know, the ones that are getting sex slave trafficked, that are getting manipulated and mutilated in society and in the schools. So speaking of the CIA, I want you to watch episode 175. I had it on a loop right now for about 18 hours, and there's about 6,000 views in 18 hours, which is actually pretty good for the amount of subscribers we've got. So Kristen Williamson is yet another just average Arizona person. It's amazing what the average people who don't ask for all this big money or court cases or groups or big PACs or organizations or think tanks seem to be the ones that are just providing the facts that they get for free, and they just are kind of smart and sharp, put the dots together. They're the ones that are exposing the real information. I'll give you another emoji face for that. So yeah, I would say stop spending your money on these people and these groups, guys. But anyway, she's a friend of ours, and she's told us about all the stuff that she exposed during this episode she did with Alex Newman, like 4 years ago. So she finally, we've been asking her to do it publicly, she finally did it. So it's episode 175 on the Rumble. And I'm going to replay it this weekend on a loop for a while so you guys can learn. It's really about who's exposing, who she exposed, how the Great Reset is being coordinated by Arizona shadow government, deep state operative, ASU president, and CIA, NQTEL chair, Michael Crow, who's running the ASU. So yes, and I'm doing a Substack on it. I'm doing a whole toolkit. I'm waiting for the transcript to be done so you guys can have all the information and you can push that out. So you wonder why that we keep pushing Arizona being the most important, the most demonic, the most evil, the pits of hell. This is just a whole nother layer on how it is destroying your own lives in your country. Literally everything comes out of this stake. All right. So Heather, I wasn't paying attention. I was trying to fill everybody in. I got a little bit of time left. Pull up the Rumble. If you already did that, do it again for me. I just want to get everybody on board here. You know, what we're trying to do, or what we are doing, is we're rounding up the warriors and the people that want to become one. Because I hear people say, oh, I'm going to give up. And say, well, you haven't even started yet. Because everything you've done for the past 3 years literally has been a waste of time. It's not going to work. You can't beat the system. You have to take down the system. You have to take back your unconstitutional elections. So I want you to go ahead, pray, plan, take action. And then what are you going to do? You're going to stand up, speak up, show up, and you're going to join us right over there. I want you to join us on the Rumble. It is time to take back and turn back. You're going to take back your country, your elections, and turn back to God. And you watch how things will happen. When we get loud, we need volume, people. So volume meaning we need a lot of you, and volume meaning you got to get loud. You got to hold these turds accountable, the legislative turds, the administrative turds. So I want you to join us on the Rumble. And then, of course, we'll talk a little bit more about the other stuff in the second half. So I want to thank all the people that are carrying the show. We keep picking new people, keep asking us to put our content on there. So I'm asking you, go ahead and rumble these shows out, download them yourself, share them with your friends. This stuff's amazing. The people that we have on here really know what's going on because they are boots on the ground. They're not just hiding behind microphones. They're doing the heavy lifting, and you're going to meet two. Well, you're not going to meet them. You know these guys. It's actually Brian. So they're coming on here. But I want to say thank you to everybody who's asked us to be a part of their family, and it's making a big difference because people are starting to really, really get it, okay? And they're starting to get pissed off, and they're starting to take action. So that is, of course, Brightown TV, Brightown Radio, Conservative Television America, Right America Media, The Flame USA, Your News, Frank's Beach, Brandenburg News Network, The Patriot Party News, Grassroots50.com, Patriots Helping Patriots Network, and the Freedom First Network. So this show's always on at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and of course, Jesus Rocks Live is on demand, evergreen, JesusRocksLive.com. You can't not find us, right? Everything connects. All of these websites, all of them connect. All right, let's do this. Let's bring on Brian Ferentz, Leslie Shepherd, both of them veterans to this show, hardworking Arizona Warriors. And let's bring both of those guys on.
How hey, Michelle, how are you?
Hi, guys. So Brian and I got haircuts. Do you see that? See, like he's all, we're all cleaned up now. See, because we're ready. We're ready for the battle of the lifetime. This is the spiritual and the ground game battle of your lifetime, people. And we really need you to take it serious. And so we're going to fill you in on Arizona. I'm going to have Brian start off. If you want to pull the article that I sent you that Brian did, and Brian can set that up, and we're going to go through what's going on here. And you're going to realize this is going on in your state. You just don't know it yet. You haven't looked, or you're not paying attention. And if it hasn't, it's coming soon to a theater near you, because we are a cesspool, a testing cesspool of corruption, fraud, and crime here in Arizona. That's what we do. And then they spread it across the country. Thank you, the Republican, fake Republican, first, America first, demonic people that are running our state at all different levels, or just, they're just there. They're not even running things. They're just part of the problem. That's all right, Brian. So set them up for the article that you were just in.
Sure. So I'll set this up. So it came to my attention that millionaire Jim Lehman, who everyone knows ran for Senate in 2022, he has used lawfare. He sent a cease and desist to intimidate an 80-year-old woman in order to silence her and censor her political freedom of speech, okay? And it's pretty interesting, the article, which you can see on brianferentz.com. It has a lot of factual data in there, including text message screenshots between, her name's Bonnie Epstein. She runs a 501c4 organization for education. And in the text messages, it's really interesting. Jim Lehman really outs himself as a DeSantis supporter, Ron DeSantis. I mean, he's literally sending all these messages saying, you know, Trump failed us since 2016 and we need Ron DeSantis. And at one point he puts, you know, some old poll numbers that show Trump, you know, decreasing in the polls, when we all know that Trump is now, he is blowing all the other candidates away. Ron DeSantis has dropped to number 5 place in a New Hampshire poll. So it's kind of ridiculous. The cease and desist basically just says, you know, Bonnie, I don't like what you're saying on social media. I don't like how you're connecting, you know, me to DeSantis. And also there's a text message in there saying, leave Jeff DeWitt alone, who's the chair of the AZGOP. Quit bugging AZGOP chair Jeff DeWitt. Jeff DeWitt keeps coming up. We'll touch more on him later. But the text messages prove that, you know, it's Jim Lehman is really in the DeSantis camp. And that's what some of the statements that Bonnie were making are about. And so it really lends credibility to Bonnie's statement and what her beliefs are. And it really casts doubt on the merit and baselessness of this cease and desist letter that he sent. And of course, Arizona defamation is very difficult to prove. And I won't go into it, but if you look at that site in the article, it talks about how basically this cease and desist is completely worthless. It's completely baseless and meritless. And it boils down to intimidation of an 80-year-old woman.
When I read through the article, he's been very vocal publicly about everything that's mentioned in there. And it's the opposite of what now that he's saying. And that's not coming from me talking to him. That's coming from many, many people sharing information. So I thought that was really, I'm like, wow, that couldn't be more opposite. But he's been very public about it, very public about it. And there's lots and lots of people that can share the same things that they've heard or seen. So I don't know why they're picking this battle. And there has to be, see, this is the thing that people need to underrate. There's another reason. Okay, this is not, that's not the main reason. There's always something else. There's something else behind it. And we haven't dug anything yet to figure it out. But It's not because she did that post. That has nothing to do with it. Not, especially what we know, what the narrative has been for a while. So what else do you want to share with that? Because I want to segue into the DeWitt thing. Or if there's something else about that you've spoken to, because I even Bonnie's comment was and she's a pretty strong lady, right? And
yes.
I was concerned with her comment that you put in there that I was like, she's scared.
Okay? Sure.
Because he has a lot of money. Yeah.
Oh yeah. He definitely does. And let me read just Bonnie's comment in here. So let's see. She says, Bonnie says, this is yet another disappointing sign of the times. I can't take this as anything other than outright censorship and bullying to silence me. My sole concern has been to help our people understand what is the truth when we are surrounded by deception and corruption. In this case, tactics are being used by a guy with the means to access a prestigious law firm to silence me, a little voice, basically representing the people. So Jim, and even DeWitt, get to hide behind a cease and desist letter because they know there is no way that I am able to defend my right to speak now that Layman has forced it to this level with a threat to sue me.
That's the missing puzzle piece. It's a warning shot to the rest of us who are very outspoken to protect the truth, to expose the truth, because we keep getting louder, then more people are deciding to join us, like Leslie when she went down to the Board of Supervisors meeting. More people are now going, and maybe this is the, hey, you guys, you're next.
Right, excellent point. And even Jeff DeWitt was mentioned at that Board of Supervisors meeting. He wasn't there, although he's speaking at the next one about the, I don't know if Leslie wants to cover that.
Well, before we do that, I want to pull up graphic 26 because I want to remind everybody, Jeff Dimwit, right? That's his name, Jim Dimwit. Some people call him Jeff DeWitt. That's his real name, Dimwit. See, it says it right there, Jeff Dimwit. That's in print, so you can read that. That says Dimwit. It's actually just flipped the W. I think that was done by design. So he's the AZ GOP chair who's done nothing. And but look at all the people that endorsed him. And many of us were very loud before the election when he was running and said, do not vote for this guy. This guy's bad news. So I just want everybody to just jot down those names, take a screenshot with your phone. Those people supported Jeff. All right, so Leslie, you want to comment on that, and then we'll go to,
Just on Jeff DeWitt real briefly. So just to point out, Jeff DeWitt has completely failed in his promise to fundraise for the Arizona Republican Party. I mean, he basically said when he was campaigning, I'll bring in millions of dollars. I'll make sure all the LDs have tens of thousands of dollars. You know, I'm the greatest fundraiser. I got great ground game. You know, he talks about his pledge on his website. It says what he's going to do with fundraising. But the reality is, in the last filing from the Arizona Republican Party, they're almost $32,000 in debt. They only had $14,800 on hand in their bank account. They spent $89,000, this is during August, which is roughly twice of what they took in, $44,000 in revenue. And they only paid $57,000 of those bills and took on $32,000 in debt. And of course, they spent a huge amount of money on that mortgage and buying that downtown property. They actually had to take out a mortgage because I believe it was something closer to $1.9 million, which they didn't have enough for. So there's a mortgage there. They're in debt. They're not able to fundraise. And in August, the largest contribution was $500, which came out of Wisconsin. So they have no fundraising going. In fact, Jeff DeWitt said at a executive board meeting of the AZGOP, we can't fundraise because Brian Ferentz is emailing these donors and they don't want to open their wallets. Okay, that's great,
they're
Jeff.
Smart. Yeah, good.
Yeah,
don't give money to.
Yeah,
Brian's taking down the AZGOP fundraising efforts with a stroke of a key. My advice, do not give money to yet another corrupt and fraudulent money laundering operation such as this. I mean, everybody that's watching the show has been kept abreast, shall I say, of the shenanigans that these guys have been pulling for at least the past year. So let's segue into the Board of Supervisors, which mentioned DeWitt. So, Leslie, set us up for what happened Wednesday, focusing on primarily the PCs and DeWitt first, and some of the people there that spoke just for that. And then we'll go into the, we'll play a clip or two so people can see.
Okay. Well, the key thing that stands out to me, if I look at what happened down at the Board of Supervisors meeting and the PCs, I definitely noticed that there's quite a fondness between Clint Hickman and this little group of individuals that came down. It was very enlightening to me that against their own rules, they cut off to the public to speak 11 minutes into the actual meeting, which the call to stop the speaking is usually just before the public call. So he changed that. Why am I mentioning this? Because it was very interesting to me that everyone has to have their slips turned in ahead of time. And yet, in comes somebody I'd never met in person. I might have heard the name. And then he says, hello, Dan Farley. And not only did he greet him, he encouraged him to fill out his speaker form and be able to speak. So what I see is that we have shenanigans going down at the Board of Supervisors, besides the obvious, which is the discrimination against the people from the moment they walk in the door, taking our, you know, in the valley, our water.
Well, we got a little frozen Leslie. Look at that picture. She's like, the demons. Go ahead. You froze. Oh, you're good. No, yeah, you're good. Keep going.
So, yeah, I definitely saw how that they were working together hand in hand. It wouldn't have stood out so much had he been so completely polar opposite of how he works with the rest of us. Actually, at one point, even allowed Tatiana, who I'd never met before, to go and sit down going, oh, why don't you wait until then? Then I can ask you questions. Like she is representing, I guess, pretending to represent Craig Berlin, which I received a text message actually during the meeting that said, let Tatiana Pena know that she does not represent Craig Berlin. Mm-hmm. So that's where, you know, we need people to come down who have a strong opinion about this. If there's ever a time to make the opportunity to come down, this is it. They're stripping our rights right in front of our face, and they're doing it in a very coup type way.
Yeah, that's the first thing that I picked up on.
I'm seeing a lot of coups going on lately.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of alliances, except it's all the forces against little, like, the people that are talking just like the three of us are, and the ones that are doing the work, we the people. It's literally, I mean, and you can see it when you watch the meeting. I watched it live, and I was like, oh my God, the AZGOP is literally sleeping with the county now, not the MCRC. I mean, it was the love affair between Dan Farley and Hickman twice. I was like, get a room, guys. This is beyond pillow talk.
Literally.
Like, I don't need to see that, okay? Like, I don't need to see that kind of stuff. So here's one thing that I want to share this. It's only a minute now, and then Leslie can comment on it. This is, I actually yelled out loud when I heard this. Now, this is an attorney from the county attorney's office talking about the rules for the public speaking portion. So that's video number one. So Heather, roll that, would you?
Will be given 2 minutes to speak. A warning signal will sound with 15 seconds remaining.
Thank you, Father.
At that time, please make your concluding remarks. In order to make sure all who have registered have an opportunity to speak, the 2 minute time period will be strictly enforced. Please try to add information rather than making repetitive comments. Clapping, loud outbursts, or profanity will not be permitted. It is important to note that pursuant to the open meeting law, during the public comment, board members may not respond except to specific criticism made, to ask staff to review the matter, or to give direction to place the matter on a future agenda. Also, if the public comment concerns matters currently in litigation, on the advice of counsel, the board will not respond because the appropriate forum for such matters is in the courts.
So, Leslie, take it from there and comment on that.
That is just full-on gaslighting is what that is. Let me just tell you what law that woman just broke, even opening her mouth. It says, Arizona Constitution, Article 2, Section 1, a frequent reoccurrence to the fundamental principles is essential to the security of individual rights. Hello? and the perpetuity of free government. I mean, this woman literally sit here and just in her opening comment gaslights us with something that completely violates the Arizona Constitution. When she says it's our privilege, it's called ignorance on her part or just treason, whichever one it is. It's both wrong. So that's to begin with. And I just find it important to also mention that literally it says that the object, this is in Maxim Law, and it says Maxim Law, it says the object of government is the protection and preservation of personal rights, private property, and public liberties, and upholding the law of God. What I see is a lot of worldly made up crap that we have been trained and programmed to think that we have to comply with. And we have to come back at as strong as they try to shut us down. That's how much we have to come forward with it. And it's really cool because I see patriots rising up. I see them coming forward and say, as enough is enough. So that's my comment on that.
Brian, do you want to comment? Because we got about a minute left.
Yeah, just about that Maricopa Board of Supervisors meeting. So a couple things that people may not have noticed. One, while they're bringing in all these people to talk about this new policy and procedure of how PC applicants are approved, they're also not approving the PC applicants, which are now backlogged for 5 weeks. And why are they doing that? Why are they slow walking that? Well, it's because a lot of MAGA America First PC appointments are in there, and there's also some vacancies. And so they're like, oh, whoa, we need to slow this down. We don't want, any more power going to these MAGA America First PCs. We don't want to clean out these fake ghost paper PCs that have been in since the McCain era that the McCains have used to control the Republican Party through proxy fraud and election fraud for 10 years. We don't want to clean those out. So let's modify this policy and make that impossible. That's part of it. The policy is it's listed on my website, brianferrance.com. It basically makes it impossible to remove these PCs that once they were elected, they didn't show up to a single meeting for 2 years, and they don't have phone numbers, they don't have emails, you can't contact them, they don't do anything, except for when it's time to vote, magically their proxies come in and vote for the rhinos.
Say
that's
it.
All they're there
Oof,
for. It's just like
magical.
Cleaning the voter rolls.
It is.
Yeah,
it's
we don't want
sorcery.
That. We don't want
No, Maricopa County, Mayor Corruption County, you clean the voter rolls, people, you work so hard. Guess what? The day after registration's closed, they do this, boop, they put them back on and add some more. So please don't waste your time doing that. So if you don't think this is happening in your state or your county, it is. You're just not looking in the right places, or you're just not going to the meetings. And again, if it hasn't happened yet, it will be on your doorstep in a couple months, because we are a testing cesspool for all this, and we've seen it hardcore for the past year. So pay attention, follow our lead, learn from what we're doing, and join us, jump on board. Again, this is going to require numbers all across the country. We're asking you to get behind Arizona. I'm telling you, it's the most critical, pivotal state. We're doing the most damage, but we also have the most solutions. So, all right, during the break, savemyfreedom.us. I don't have the hat on, but I'm holding it up. Savemyfreedom.us. Go join and you watch. You guys can change the country. You can turn it back around and take it back. So we'll be right back after the break.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Stern, CEO of Flagshirt.com, a third-generation, veteran-owned small business. I believe that the American way of life is for all of us. I'm asking you today to visit Flagshirt.com. Help keep the American dream alive. Be a flag waver. Carry a nation's heritage. Use coupon code HOME10 for 10% off site-wide and buy a flag shirt today.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. Brighteonstore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code HOME at checkout for additional savings.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because, of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks. The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history, and they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
Oh, so you saw some of those commercials. Those are our sponsors and our partners. So I encourage you to go check them out. Again, you want to move away from the demons. You want to get away from the woke companies. You guys did it with Target. You did it with Bud Light. So you need to start doing with all the rest of them, because you have a couple ways to literally take back this country. One of them is you make smart buying choices and decisions with your money and where your money's invested and what credit cards you use and where you spend your money and who you give it to, who you donate it to. I said, if you're going to donate, you better be close to sleeping with that person before you write them a check. You better know everything that they're talking about, because a lot of it's all lies, money laundering operations, which is why I have no use for the candidates and campaigns. So go on over and check out some of these products and services. You got MyPillow. I had a really good night's sleep the past two nights on that MyPillow. I don't know if it's, maybe it's a new pillowcase plus the MyPillow combined. I don't know, but it was great. So go check out the new 2.0 pillow. I highly recommend it. You've got the Z-Stack, which is Zev Zelenko, to boost up your immune system, because they're going to play some shenanigans in addition to the weather and the chemtrails and everything else, because they want you to get sick, because you can't fight, can't get on the battlefield if you're sick. We can't have you sick. I need you strong. I need the warrior strong. Remember, we're here to round up the warriors and the people that want to become one. And then, of course, you've got your you got the flag shirt. I don't have mine on today. I was trying to be a little different. So I put all the patriotic stuff on the side, because I kind of need you guys to take all of this a little bit more seriously. So promo codes on that is HOME10. And then, of course, you've got Brian Artist has got some new supplements. You got Mike Adams has the Health Ranger store plus Brighteon store. So you can get all kinds of preparedness stuff there. You can get supplements. You can get actual food. And then My Patriot Supply is your preparedness items also, and prepared food. And then Monmouth Nation has all small business owners. So go check these things out. It might take a little bit more time, But if you're going to support the companies that have the same values as you, that's how we dismantle some of this beastness. And you just need to take a little bit extra time. So we put everybody in one spot, right? We put everybody in one spot. Oh, pull up the My Patriot Mobile. I loved it because the other day I got billed from my cell phone. It was $38. You have no idea because I've been paying like $116 directly through Verizon for years, probably 5, maybe 7 years. I think it's been, could be even longer. So I switched over, got my 10% discount, which I negotiated for you guys. So it was free activation, 10% discount for life on the monthly bill. And I'm paying $38. So every time I see that come through, I smile. So I encourage you to go check that out. Use the promo code Precinct for the 10% off. Save my freedom for the free activation. And they're awesome people. Everybody works in the United States. None of this stuff where you can't understand and people don't get you. No. And they're very, very helpful. So I encourage you to take advantage of that because I want to save you money. I'm going to get you the materials. You got the spiritual stuff from Lucy. And then we're giving you all the take action items. And I need you on the battlefield with us because this is it's D-Day. You have 165 days until the end of the country, as you know it, because once these machines are in the place and they have not been banned and you have your first primary, which is on March 5th, how are you going to stop that runaway train? Because you cannot beat the system. You cannot beat the machines. I don't care how much you harvest your ballots or you clean your voter rolls. You do other stupid ass shit that people are telling you to do. You cannot beat the system. The protocols and the procedures, the system, the people that are in it is the same as 2020, is the same as 2022. So what magically you think is going to happen because you decided to vote harder, 2024 is going to change everything. The election's already been decided. Trump will not win the general, okay? It's already happened in 2020. What's the definition of insanity? We don't want to go through this. So what do you need to do? You need to take back your unconstitutional elections. You need to ban the machine. So Heather, head on over to savemyfreedom.us, and I want you to subscribe, right? This is the Substack, and this is the whole movement, Save My Freedom. I'm going to put that one out tomorrow, which is going to be all about all kinds of CIA connections, and you name it. Arizona is a cesspool. Wait till you see all the connections and stuff. It's on that episode 175 that I want to want you to watch. It's on the Rumble. So you're going to go ahead and subscribe to this. And that's your take action toolkit. I'm gonna add all the stuff that's sitting in the hopper for that. So when you see that come through, it might come through on Monday. It's gonna have probably another 50 videos added, more resources and stuff. So it'll have all your election stuff. It'll have all your child sex trafficking. And it'll have more things about what's going on so you can understand. And I'll even put the other couple toolkits in there. So you have a master list. You have a master resource. So you know this is your go-to. So you could keep this. You can download it. Download the videos, send them as your own, say you made them. I don't care. Just get the content out and share it with everybody that you know. Now, what you're going to do, this is the Ban the Machines campaign. And I need you guys to take this seriously. Okay. I'm asking you to take it seriously. So it's the first tab on savemyfreedom.us. This takes you over to azsavesamerica.us. Now, when you watch episode 175, you're going to see how important Arizona is to destroying this country. Everything goes through this state. It's mind-blowing to me, the stuff that Kristen finally disclosed to everybody. But we've known about it, but it's nice to see it all wrapped up in a nice little bow. But anyway, you're going to go to this website. You're going to do it once a day. You're going to do it, and you're going to tell 10 of your friends. You're going to do 3 steps and 4 clicks. This is keeping our Arizona legislators and administrators accountable. The first click is to demand they ban the machines. This is the email campaign. This is the one-click email campaign. Every of them takes less than 2 minutes. This is I'm drawing a blank. This is for Act for America, Daniel Wood, and the Affidavit Mamas. This is all the stuff that's going on. This affects everything in the country. But we're asking everybody to do it in Arizona. So because I need volume, I need people loud calling them out on social media, clicking on these buttons. And then I need everybody from the country, because if we have the numbers, and if I had, like, just say, I had a million emails going at Wendy Dodgers saying all these things that you guys need to do, because you have failed your jobs. You have not taken your oath seriously, and you have violated your oath. That says a hell of a lot more than 1,000. Okay, that's why we're asking the whole country to get behind us, because we will be there in the front. We will go boots on the ground. I will print out the emails. Let's just say I had 500,000 one week. I will go in with 500,000 of those emails into a meeting and show that and say, this is how pissed off people are, because you guys are not doing your job yet again, but you're raising $50,000 a month asking. She just sent an email the other day asking for more money. Unbelievable. So anyway, the first one, you're going to click on it. It's demanding that they do the investigation. Or no, the first one is that ban the machine. Second one's demanding they do the investigation into the corruption and fraud in our elections and what happened on November 8th. Remember, I already did it, but I need them to do their job, okay? They're getting paid for this. This is what they ran on. This is what she raised $3.3 million on in 1 year. I need them to do their job. You need to hold them accountable. So I know that they won't do it, but we want to pressure them to do it anyway. The third one is the remonstrance, which goes along with the court case from Daniel Wood about the unconstitutional elections. You're going to, one email goes to the 61 Board of Supervisors across the whole state. The other one goes to the 90 legislators, the turds. And then we start a new campaign, okay, Tag a Turd. And that information is on the Tag a Turd contact right there. You're going to click on that, and it tells you all about it. So you could tag a turd in your state. And look, tag me. I deserve it. I violate my oath daily. Yes, that's your politicians, okay? Hold them accountable, people. You watch, things will change. And I want you to read them around since it gives you your talking points and explains how your rights have been violated, express the grievances of we the people, and also so does the court case is there too, so you could download that. All right, I went over way too long, but I'm just letting you know that it is so important that everybody gets behind us. People are like, but it's not my state. And I said, because Arizona is like the demon center. This is the pits of hell, guys. And this is where all of the evil starts. And this is what's controlling everything. And again, you'll get more information on episode 175. All right, bring on the guest because I went way over. All right, Brian, we were talking during the break before we went back. We were going to talk about the Board of Supervisors meeting real quick. And then I wanted to play that video with Leslie kicking ass down there. So
yeah,
share what you wanted to share, and I'll look at the chat because I know you just sent me something.
Sure. So the thing about that being a coup that Leslie mentioned is it appeared that it was a collusion between Jeff DeWitt, who was not present, but he's speaking at the next one, and his name was mentioned several times, the Board of Supervisors, who brought forward this new policy and also refuses for 5 weeks now to process PC appointments, and all of these rhino chairs, like Dan Farley is one. You should see on this, there's a website, realdanfarley.com, to see all the corrupt stuff that this guy's been doing. I mean, he's canceled all his LD4 meetings
yeah.
in the last 5 months. And instead, what he's doing is he's going to the Board of Supervisors meeting and talking. He's going to Mojave County Republican Committee and talking and holding Tea Party meetings. But not, he's canceled all LD meetings for 5 months, realdanfarley.com. That shows about how he canceled all those meetings. So he was one of the people that got up and spoke and basically just tells a bunch of lies. He gets up there and says, you know, MCRC is corrupt and Craig Berland, they are not allowing these applications to come through and they're violating their bylaws and they're appointing Democrats. But he's just projecting and lying. Actually, a lot of the applications that came through, some of them were Democrats. Those were from Dan Farley. Those were from some other sources. And MCRC reviews them and say, okay, this is not valid. And then it says in the bylaws that if a PC application appointment is sent to Dan Farley, for example, he has 15 days to do something with it or the chair must act on it. So Dan Farley's getting these applications. And in addition to that, supposedly Dan Farley is doing heavy vetting of these. So he'll go and interview someone for 3 hours and say, do you know Liz Harris? Do you know Brian Ferentz? Oh, you're out. You're not allowed to be a PC. So it's actually Dan Farley that's not processing these PC appointments, working with the Board of Supervisors. And there's another chair, Andrew Adams, who's another rhino chair who spoke and just repeated these lies. They're complete lies. And Andrew Adams, the interesting thing about him, he's the LD chair for LD14. He's actually a convicted drug dealer. It was about 10 years ago. But in the police report, this is on my website, brianferrance.com, he's referred to as Andrew Coke Guy and cited as a major drug dealer. And here's the issue because, you know, yeah, maybe he was a drug dealer 10 years ago, but he's still behaving the same way. He's now a political drug dealer. In LD14, he's dealing in lies and intimidation. And on my website, there's direct quotes from almost a dozen PCs in his LD14 that are fearful, they're intimidated, they don't want to go to the meetings, they've been kicked off of the official chat groups. And these are the type of speakers that are getting up and, you know, it's this, all of them come at the same time without any notification. There was no representation from the county. Tatiana Pena is another very deceptive liar. She's the second vice chair of MCRC, but she misrepresented that she was representing Craig Berlin, which she does not. She represented the opposite point of view. She didn't even fill out a comment card, but they allowed her to speak, thinking mm-hmm. she was going to provide, you know, Craig Berlin support. But she didn't. She got up there, and the first thing she said is, "Oh, I don't represent Craig Berlin. I'm representing myself." And then she repeated those lies. So she's incredibly dishonest. There was no representative from the Republican chair, the county chair, the Democrat county chair, or the Libertarian county chair, which is why they delayed that vote. And they're doing it again next, you know, on the 27th. So I encourage everyone to go. I believe it's the 27th. Either 27th. Yeah, the 27th. Please go to that Board of Supervisors meeting, because again, they're adding policy red tape, not approving these PC applications. And last time we just heard all these lies that were just completely false.
Well, and these newfound love relationships that are happening between these entities is very, very dangerous. Again, you got the AZGOP now sleeping with the Board of Supervisors and the Elections Department, because Scott Jarrett was there, and so was another crony from the Elections Department. And that is all bad. These people are bad, okay? And you should know that. Look what they've done to your elections, just in the ones that we've been really paying attention to the last four, okay? All those people that were in that room are the problem. And now they're sleeping with the GOP to get rid of people like the ones that are watching this show. All right, so I want to play Leslie kicking ass and taking names down there. So let's do video number three. It's 3 minutes. So play that one. This is she spoke twice. This is one, but you got to also pay attention to the end. You'll hear some shouting.
Hello, public servants. I am here to remind you that you are the public servants. And when I'm talking to you, I'd appreciate that you give me eye contact. If you can't take the time out to return phone calls, Thomas Glavin, and you can't take the time to return emails, you can at least look in my eyes when I'm here to speak with you.
I just want to make a point. I have been listening to every single person speaking. I have been taking notes from every single person, starting with Mr. Canterbury. Just got a text message from my wife that someone we cherish is dying. Okay?
That so is I'll the, take those on. Minutes that back. I'll take those seconds back.
No. You made enough.
You have not returned any emails, and you've not returned any phone calls regarding the question.
I can take that when someone
is dying. You cannot address us in that fashion.
What, to ask you to look at my eyes when I'm speaking?
You're 1 minute and 14 seconds.
And you're interrupting it. Okay, so you talk about the fact that, one, again, you have water. We have to use a drinking fountain, or we have to leave ours unattended outside, which is completely... We have two people that are calling in. We wanted to know if we can actually call in our comments. We were told that we're not allowed to. We actually have to be here. Well, we'd appreciate that you guys show up for your job and you be here. If you can do it via communication with the computer or the online, so should we. I want to remind you, you have in front of you, hopefully, because that was why I was waiting, Maxim Law 84A. It says there's no stronger link or bond between men and oath. You guys took an oath. Again, I will say Maxim Law 26C, the crime of treason exceeds all other crimes and punishment. Why am I saying this to you? Because you guys, sir, you've recused a couple people. I've seen you on several meetings where you recuse people. You know that Katie Hobbs did not recuse herself. You know that she was involved in that election in a way she shouldn't have been, and you still certified it. I have here children, books, that Miss Katie Hobbs vetoes the protection of children. These things are like blatantly, sit here and it says how to have boy-on-boy sex, different positions you can get in. Oh, it says here the sensitive areas, you're being kissed and they can be licked. These are things that you've allowed to be in the public schools as you've literally certified a fraudulent government.
You cannot stay to the rules.
Well, then don't interrupt me when I'm speaking. You can wait until I'm done to be defensive, but don't interrupt my time to speak.
Ma'am. Your 2 minutes is over. Okay, with that, thank you guys for taking the time. It's 12:23, and we are adjourned.
You realize that Yavapai on the other side of that line, they're allowed to speak first, and they're given a minimum of 3 minutes.
Hey, don't talk over there.
You guys own your mayor, you don't speak for senior.
You represent Maricopa.
Give yourself a hand job. At least wait until we're not around to see it.
I mean, you do that sort of thing in private.
people need to remember that the Constitution is what you do. You don't want to do anything, you don't follow it. You're treasonous. You are treasonous, all of you. Anybody that swore the oath? Treason. Don't worry.
All right. So, yes, you heard that voice in the background. It's not officially a Board of Supervisors meeting unless you hear Denise Babayan call everybody treason and that they
great.
Are
Bravo.
Traitors. Yeah. Bravo. Isn't that awesome?
Way to go, Denise.
So, then it means that a meeting is treason. Official when you hear her yell treason. Thank you, Denise Babayan. All right. So tell us what's on your mind after that, Leslie?
Because the angle that we saw there was from, you know, us in the audience. Yeah. When you see the angle from the public angle, there is a man who works for the Board of Supervisors. He works with them, sitting behind me with his metal big mug, drinking while I'm sitting here talking that they take our water when we come through the front door. Yeah. I even have it videotaped them like, they accost people and they say, ma'am, you can't take your... I videotaped them the last time we went in there, showing them the way that they will not allow us to have just the basics of clean, fresh water that belongs to us.
Is that because they're afraid that someone might bring in holy water and throw it on them?
Melt. They'll melt.
You know, it's funny you say that, because they said that it's because, you know, because I've talked to downtown and then also at the guards, which it's all on the video. They literally are afraid that we're going to throw the water bottle at them. But I think really that's the real reason, Brian. They're concerned that it's holy water. And based on the choices that they're making and the alliances that they're keeping, it's obvious they would be afraid of that. It's not really our bottle they're afraid of.
No, it's much bigger than that. Again, you guys, it's not what it appears to be. Think actually, go bigger. You're dealing with demons. These are not human beings anymore. You cannot do the things that they have done and they continue to do and be 100% human. That's just not, it's just impossible. You can't, just the elections alone, you cannot do the things that they did. And sleep at night with a clear conscience. All right, real quick, I want to bring up graphic number 27 because you guys need to see this. So bring up 27. This is about LD3, and we got a hard stop at 2. So let's do it quick. We got about a minute and a half. Brian, comment on this because this is dangerous. This is yet dangerous again, where you're now your fake LD3 has incorporated themselves into a limited liability corporation, which then, as we know, the constitutional stuff, it puts them into being unconstitutional. So you're no longer a member of the group if you think you're a member of the group. So Brian, comment on that.
Right. And that's a great point. And so this was brought forward again by the fake LD chair, Candace Zarni, who was there also speaking at the Board of Supervisors meeting. And Jeff DeWitt, guess what, supports her. She has a fake LD. They suppress the First Amendment. They have Nazi tribunals. You know, they try to kick everyone out they don't like, suppress any dissent. And they're taking the same strategy that the AZ GOP did, which was to turn into an LLC. And that's very problematic because it doesn't lay out how to redress grievances. Now they're protected from everything. They're protected from their members, if they even have members. And so this fake LD3 is stealing the LD3 name and turning it into an LLC, which is just insane. So that's a complete violation. We had 220 PCs in LD3 that voted and said, you know what, the proven and documented proxy fraud and election fraud is not going to fly. Candace Zarni is not the chair of LD3. They voted in Bob Gomez and a new board. And so that she just continues to divide and use lawfare exactly like a liberal Democrat would use. And now she's making fake LLCs. And of course, Jeff DeWitt supports that.
Well, because he did the same thing. So that's the model. They want the LDs to do that again, that you're not a member. You can't be a member of the company. So you know, see what I'm saying, guys? And the AZGOP, guess what? You're not a member of that. So why would you give, just because you're Republican doesn't make you a member. You got to be either 87 people that are elected or a state committeeman, which Brian and I are. So we're members, not by choice, right? It's just part of how this thing all works. But you're not a member, people. So you're in Arizona, you think you're Republican. You're not a member of the AZGOP. They could care less about you. They just want your money. And I strongly suggest you do not give it to them. But this is the stuff that's going on. I guarantee it's going on in your state. Brian, say goodbye. Leslie, say goodbye. Thank you so much. And I apologize for
taking
up your time.
God bless.
All right, everybody, we got a hard stop, and these guys, they'll be back, of course. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to start doing lives because it's not enough time to get you the information. Again, this is the critical point. This is the spiritual and ground game battle of a lifetime. Go to savemyfreedom.us. I need you to subscribe. I'm going to send out a couple of subsects this weekend, and we're going to start doing some lives, and Leslie's stuff's going to be on the Rumble. Have a great weekend, everybody.